Well, heavy hitters that are, you know, are better people, you know, are activists for the right movement. And it was good to be a part of it. You know, our whole team, I'm glad the whole team on both sides went out there to show that, you know, we support the progress and the efforts that Major League Baseball is trying to make in humanity, not just the game of baseball, but in human beings.
You're a leader of this team. What does it mean to you to be part of this game tonight?
Well, I mean, being an African-American, you know, civil rights, obviously it's not a part of my direct era as me, you know, hitting me personally. But, you know, for my grandparents, my father, my grandparents, you know, all the things that they had to overcome and the civil liberties that they did not have back in those days to now that, you know, we have every civil liberty. And nowadays it's good to know that somebody fought for all the rights and all the things that you have. So don't just necessarily take them for granted. You have to be thankful for everything that you have.
Adam, you're a man of high character, and those experiences from your grandparents and your parents, did that help shape you to become the person you are?
Yeah. You know, my family has been, you know, my strongest supporters. You know, they taught me the good and the wrong. They taught me to always fight for, if I believe in something, to fight for it. And they've given me that attitude that you see displayed sometimes. But it's just how I was raised, you know, hard-nosed. And you know, you couldn't be soft in my household. And you know, not saying soft as in a weak individual, but you have to be a headstrong person. And you know, if you believe in something, no one in my family would ever fault you for going after it.
When you look back at the history of the game, is Jackie Robinson a role model for you for what he did to make everything better? And I agree with you, the social part of it even more so than the baseball.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jackie Robinson. Well, I mean, I'm sure at some point in time someone else would have done it. But, you know, there's not enough you can say about him, about his efforts. But my thing that I pay attention to the most is how he was treated. He was on the field, between the lines, he could play with anybody. But, you know, also on the field, he also got treated very, very heinous-like. And he just didn't let it deter him. He just did what he did. And you know, that's just a testament to what kind of headstrong person he is, because, you know, people are going to treat people wrong just be based on, you know, how they grew up. Like I said, racism racism is taught. It's not just inherited. You know, it's something that is taught. And he handled it with grace. You know, obviously, you put us in today's era, things like that, there's no shot they could be said, because there would be fights all day. And he just... he took it all in stride and let his game do the talking. And you know, we hear it. You know, there's still people out there that are bigots, are racists, are prejudiced. But you just got to rise above it. And I think one of the biggest things I take from him is he just rose above the BS. And you know, that's kind of how you have to be in this day and era, because there's a lot of BS around there.
Do you enjoy being a role model with your position here with the O's and the fact that you're a leader of this team?
I do. I enjoy the fact that, you know, the small things that we do and that we take for granted really enlighten people. You know, there's things that, you know, I do that small things that I do to people, for people, and you don't realize the impact that you're really having until they, you know, they come up and tell you. And it's special. You know, I don't do it for the rewards. I do it for the opportunity to empower others, to help out, to give kids a sense of hope of, you know, you can accomplish anything if you put your head to it. I understand there's going to be obstacles in the way of it, but obstacles make it even sweeter when you actually complete your goals.
All right. Well, Adam, I appreciate the visit. Now go out and get a W. This team needs a win.
We need a win bad. You know, we're not going to stress over it, but we're going to go out there and continue to play the game. You know, we just got to click. You know, we haven't been clicking lately, and you know, it happens, but we got a good team, and we all know it. So just got to go out there and play together.